What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I am here. It's the beginning of the week. I'm excited to get it started right. I had a really good weekend. If you listen to my podcast Friday, I have been struggling. I've been struggling with some grief and just processing a lot of losses, including, some that I wasn't personally close to, but well enough aware of the impact the person was making that it still sucked. So it's been a little bit of a struggle, but I can say honestly, today is the best day I've had. I am, in the groove of microdosing psilocybin. If you're new to the show, make sure you hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Follow me on the socials. Make sure you subscribe at brandonlynette.com. And check out the books at onceuponatimebitches.com as well. They are definitely a great preface to everything I talk about and the direction that we're headed with the podcast. You are a creator. You're creating your human experience. You are choosing the life that you want to create. Maybe you didn't choose your parents. Maybe you didn't choose your siblings, didn't choose where you were born, didn't choose where you grew up. But as an adult, there's a time where you start making your own choices. And I talked a lot last week. If you're new here, definitely backtrack and binge listen to some episodes because I talk a lot about just letting go of old beliefs and all the bullshit. And I share real life experience with you guys. I am nowhere near where I want to be, but I absolutely love where I am. And it is possible to do that. It is possible because when we are in the space of creating what it is we want for our life, we're in the space of navigating through all the bullshit and trying to, focus on even a purpose, just having a purpose, you guys. A lot of this stuff plays a part in everything. It is all connected. It is all connected. So I literally just lost track here because my cats are going crazy here. And yeah, I've got two raw chickens, Sphinx kittens, Sphinx cats. And my oldest boy, Harold, is about to be a year old on the 30th. So I'm super excited to celebrate that. But anyway, I'm digressing. I honestly, it's the best day. I microdose. I talk about that every Monday. I don't want you guys to miss an episode. I am on zero sleep, and maybe that's why I felt good today. 'Cause I don't know. I was zinging from that. Just, you get so tired that you kind of get energized. I feel like that might be part of the deal. But no, today was a really good day. Really good day back with serious intention. I do talk about microdosing, and there are different periods of my life where, I I'm just taking it because it's part of the process, and I fail to connect with intention. I fail to connect with gratitude. I fail to connect with love, and that makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. But I share everything real and raw in here, helping you guys to learn that as a creator, that it's okay to want to be somewhere different and still love where you are. Because if you're not in that momentum, if you are not in that vibration, if you're not in the energy space of just love and gratitude, if you're not happy with what you have, you don't get more of anything. In fact, you start losing shit. That's what happens. That's the law of the universe. If you're complaining and you're mad all the time and you're always thinking about what you don't have, you start to have less and less of the things you desire. That's what happens. We calibrate. We tune in like a fucking radio station. Every day you've got to tune in. And I don't always tune in when I'm doing the microdosing. Microdosing for me is huge. We are making some serious shifts in our own life, my husband and I. And I think, a lot of the impact for me to want to move forward on the change, for us to create different habits, to create more security for our kids, to be better parents. I homeschool four kids and we're still trying to figure out. It's my first year with the oldest boys for a long time. So we're just trying to navigate like kind of where we are and what the most important things are that we're teaching them. I am all about unschooling, so we're not doing, the whatever new math and all the bullshit. Like I do the unschooling. I want them to be confident and independent and free thinking. I think that is one of the biggest downfalls in our society right now is that we are losing free thinkers. In fact, I make fun of myself because when I have conversations with other people in public, I always joke like, yeah, I wear a tinfoil hat. I'm one of the conspiracy theorists. And the truth is, it's not. It's that I'm a free thinking, critical thinker. And all of a sudden, like, we're being labeled as, you know, some other bullshit. But I digress. That's not today's episode. And it's definitely not for this podcast. But when we talk about psilocybin, because it is something, you know, changing the intention of our family, changing the focus, changed the direction of my intentions today. No matter what you're doing in this life, you have to have the intention. Intention is everything. Intention, and then you set your habits. Like, what are the things that are going to bring you closer to what you intend to do? What you, you know, you're putting your energy force into. If you don't know, psilocybin is, you know, they call it magic mushrooms. Okay. So shroomies, that is something I do on a very minimal scale. I coach a lot of clients on this. If you are, you know, if you want to talk shroomies, you need to hit me up in Messenger or on Facebook, or girl, if you know me, you have my number, you can text me. But I want to get a little sciencey about it because this shit is science. It's not just, you know, a capsule you're going to take and you're going to trip balls and you're going to hallucinate. You're going to see all these things. That's never been my experience. I've never microdosed. Okay. I've never macrodosed. Okay. I microdose all the time. I take a really tiny amount, so small that I genuinely don't know when I take it, except for days like today when I'm coming off a few really hard weeks. And I'm still glad I had it then because I think it took the edge off. I mean, I faced some serious heartbreak, like devastating stories that easily could have sucked me in. And that's our problem. We go through these experiences and we start to let those stories be something that we play on repeat and we get caught up in because we get into that victim mentality. And that's not, it's a human thing. It's a human thing. And I feel like the psilocybin was my life jacket because I could definitely feel myself like these stories are just swirling around in my brain. And I literally was at a point where I knew I could pick and choose what I want to hold on to. I could pick and choose what I want to hold on to and see the truth that is going to best serve where I need to go with my goals. These people are dead. They're not coming back. I can't get time back. I can't fix anything. All I can do is move forward. And that's not to say there's not going to be levels of grief or times of just, you know, I think about it and it's going to make me sad. And I mean, I'm human. I still have the feelings about it. If you come and talk to me about either of these people, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to cry, right? Because I am fucking human, but I'm still maintaining, I'm still managing, I'm still doing the things. My kids have, you know, food in the fridge and, you know, they have all the things. Like I got out of bed, right? I got out of bed and I took one step in front of the other. And I believe it's science. It is science. I didn't fall into that depression because I feel like psilocybin is that mirror that I need to be able to see the reflection of who I want to be. And that's our job. Your only job today is to be the best version of yourself and to calibrate to the best feeling frequency that you can find. Literally imagine. And sometimes I do this. I wake up every day and I go through these questions and I talk to God and I'm like, all right, this is what I can handle. And this is what I can't handle. So my intention when I actually microdose is I stop and I take time. And I think about how I want to feel, what I can't handle today. And today I knew I was going to be with my husband and our life change is kind of scary for us. Okay. We've been in this habitual, you know, evolving, occurring life for a long time, a very long time. I get off the Ferris wheel more than he ever has, if that's the best way I can describe it. So I have an idea. And it's, you know I can walk him through it and it's just, it's huge. It's huge for us. It's huge for us. It's going to be a beautiful gift. And it's, I mean, it's like night and day. Okay. It's like taking everything you've ever loved and been comfortable with and just ripping it out of your arms and you're never going to see it again. Right. You panic and you try to justify and we're going through these emotions. It's going to be tough. So I knew today when I took this, I was going to have the intention of, I really want to feel good. I want to hold space for my husband in case he's not feeling good. I wanted to be strong enough in my emotions just to be able to hold space for him and to hold space for the kids and for us to just kind of give him the freedom to go through what he has to go through. Nobody can do this for him. And him and I are on, we're on a different journey, 100%. We're two different people and we're the same person at the same time. It's really fucked up. I mean, we're going to be destined together no matter what. It doesn't matter what would have happened, what I would have done to rebel in my life against anything and everything. Like, that was it. The stars were aligned. And I think every lifetime is going to keep pushing us together, because that's, I can just, it's, we're just one person. We're one person, very different, you know, very different, but we're the same. It's kind of weird. So I take these mushrooms today with that intention. I stop and, you know, I thank God for everything in my life. I thank him for the opportunity to be able to have this day, to be able to just have the mental capacity and awareness to know that I get to choose this day. I get to choose how it's going to go down. And I take my microdose and as I swallow it, I release everything. I'm like, all right, God, so I'm going to take this. And I know if I want to feel good, this is the shit I can't dwell on. I can't dwell on the fact that there's a million people dying around me. I can't dwell on the fact that there's people that I love that are still continuing to do things that are putting them in a bad path. I can't do anything about, you know, what other people are choosing in their lives. I give him the things I can't handle. And then I'm like, you know, please, please help me with the patience today with the kids. Please help me to stop and pause and breathe and think and not be reactive with them. It is literal setting intention. And God and I have a chat before, you know, the stuff literally hits my stomach. And by the time it does, like today, literally I'm in the truck and tears are streaming down my face. And I'm like, babe, I feel so good. I'm so happy right now. I spent some time outside in nature. Took my daughter out there. She was having a rough morning. We decompressed. I connected with her. I felt good. I, you know, just that whole connection of remembering that the world is so much bigger than what I thought it was when I was curled up in bed, feeling like I couldn't get up. The world is so much bigger than that. And it was so great to remember that. I literally, like, tears of joy were streaming down my face, and I've been crying for 10 days straight, you guys. So it was a miracle that that shit was there, but it was there. I don't want you guys to take my word for it. I want you to try it. It's simple. It's a fucking microdose. It is a minuscule little amount. And it's like a warm hug. I just felt like, you know, I used to meditate really deeply. I still do meditate, but not in a state of, I feel like I went too far. Like, literally my soul was disconnecting from my body and I'm in places I did not belong. Okay. And it felt really good. And that was the problem. There was so much love that when I would come back from meditating, there was so much distress in my body because my body and my soul didn't want to connect because my soul said, fuck this. Why are we on earth where everything sucks? We want to be on this energy plane where God is and was and is everything. Like, we want that love. It was just a peaceful, content love. I was surrounded by just, it's a beautiful thing, but it's dangerous. I knew that was not my business. And so it's a gift to me. When I microdose now, I feel that warm hug, but I'm grounded. I'm 100% grounded. I'm not apart from my body. I feel that hug with the connection to the human experience. Huge difference, you guys. Huge difference. You have to stay grounded when you are messing around with energy, when you're messing around with moving outside of your body. You have to stay grounded 100%. You chose the human experience. You chose it. Everything. I knew what was going to happen. At some point before I came here, I knew that the friends I love were going to go through some shit. I knew that. I choose it. And I wake up every day and I choose that. You chose this. So let's make the best of it. But I'm not just making this up. It's not just an experience for me. Psilocybin is replacing so much shit in medicine cabinets. We are getting rid of, you know, antidepressants, which are going to numb you, but never, ever deal with the pain and the trauma. Not once have I felt numb, so I've been able to process the sadness and the grief. Not once have I not felt it. Even in this moment, there's so many feelings. I am a very feeling person. I'm very just feeling. I'm very in tune to things. So I wasn't numb. I could process everything. I wasn't just holding it in. That's what we do. We hold in the grief. We get stuck on a story and then we self-destruct. And then we start taking down everybody around us. It's the fucking cycle. And it's our nature. You have to go against what seems easy and comfortable. Because I promise sitting there feeling sorry for yourself sucks, but so does getting your ass up out of bed and move on. Moving on sucks too. It hurts. It's not easy, but it's worth it because there's going to be some progress here. There, I'm moving the needle a little bit further to the version of who I'm really meant to be. I just want to live my life at my full potential, and I've got to wade through the mud to get there. This week was a whole fucking shit ton of mud. And I struggled through it. I'm on the other side. I did the things. I didn't have to get numb. For a minute, I thought, you know, I told my husband there was a day where I was like, I just need something to make this all stop so I can function. I need something to make every emotion and thought in my body just stop. And I'm not drinking, so that's not an option. And that's what we use that shit for, right? I've told you guys a long time ago that I will not partake in any alcohol when I'm doing it just to be numb, when I'm doing it just to do it, when I'm doing it, whatever. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to numb it. I'm not, you know, going to avoid it because I feel like that just, it kills my magic. And every time I kill my magic, I feel like a little piece of it dies forever. That's it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So, you know, I was tempted. I'm like, what could I possibly take? And I knew there was nothing that I would take. Even if someone was like, here, take a Xanax, I wouldn't have done it. It was just the idea, the thought that maybe it was there. It felt like a little cushion. But I didn't need any of that. I just continued through my microdose. I do 4 days on, 3 days off. And today was my first on day after 3 days off. And I feel great. What happens, this is how it kind of, I'll try to give you the simplified version of how psilocybin works in your brain and in your body. The active compound, it interacts with the serotonin receptors in your brain. Okay. Serotonin is your neurotransmitter that's associated with your mood, your emotions, your cognition. Some people have, you know, depending on how much you take, can have, you know, you're going to trip balls differently. But that's, I don't coach on that because I have not had that experience. So I do not encourage that. I mean, when I say minuscule amount, like I said, it's like 0.4 grams. That is my maximum limit. And sometimes even that's too much. I actually break that in half depending on the strain of mushrooms that I am, you know, is available to me in that moment. But you have altered perception and sensory experiences. Like, you know, you have a change in mood. You have a change in your consciousness. You have an increased connectivity. It just all of a sudden starts lighting up all these connections in your brain that don't typically communicate. So it's making new ways of communication. We literally think and do the same things over and over and over in our brains, like on repeat. No matter what situation you're in, you're on default mode. Most humans right now are running around in default mode. And if I had my way, I would unplug all these bitches and fucking dose them with psilocybin. I would do that to everybody, everybody. I feel like everyone is psilocybin deficient. And if psilocybin doesn't help some of these people, because I feel like some of them are really just too far gone, then they're probably, you know, fucking aliens just in a human body anyway. But I feel like humans are just psilocybin deficient. They're running on autopilot 100%. Like, you are just in a circle. You're a groundhog. Everything is groundhog day. That's it. When you start creating new connections in your brain, it changes your thought patterns. It changes your communication patterns. It gives you a whole different level of mental clarity. Everything just makes sense and you feel so connected. It is extensively communicating through all of these areas. And then you have these emotional experiences that bring out the part of you that is open and self-aware. You just suddenly get it. It starts making sense. And one of the things I really love is that it allows me to lose a version of my ego. Our ego is our worst enemy. That's the homie that is like defining themselves in anything they can. Like, this is who I am and whatever. And it makes it really hard to get past the ego. The ego is the person that the part of you that's afraid of what people are going to think. The ego is getting in your way, and it's only out of love, right? Our brain wants to protect us. It wants to keep us safe. And that's its job. It's doing its job, but I'm a rebel. I like to go against the norm. I don't want my brain to think that keeping me back from living my full potential into who I am, the best version of myself, becoming the best parent, the best influence for them, that's not going to help me. So psilocybin helps in creating new connections in my brain so I can have new conversations. So I'm not just that stubborn person who is just saying, well, I am this and I am that. I've always been this. I've always been that. I'm not. My name is Brandon Lynette. I'm a whole new person today. I'm not who I was yesterday, 100%. Night and day, I'm a whole different person. Try me, test it out. So outside of just kind of like ego dissolution, which I think is pretty cool. Psilocybin promotes neuroplasticity, okay? This is your brain's ability to reorganize itself. That's it. So this is where you start to flex and grow and really start to make changes in your life and your habits and what you think and what you feel and how you act and who you're around, everything. It contributes to increased mental flexibility and clarity. And there's, you don't have to take my word for it. There's so much research. You guys can go and hit up Google and you're going to find some incredible stories, some incredible testimonies. It's everywhere out there. It's everywhere. And I'm excited about that. Every time I turn around, I hear someone else talking about it. It's not even a taboo thing, like in the area I work in. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, I just, you know, people are like, hey, you're going to do a shot. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not really, not drinking these days. I'm all about the microdosing, right? That's what I'm, that's what I'm telling them. And they're like, oh my gosh, you microdose psilocybin. So does my cousin's wife's best friend. And then my neighbor's doing it. And so it's just really not even, it's just not really taboo anymore. But if you are someone who is just feeling like every day you wake up, you've got that 300 pound weight on your chest and you're already stressed about the things that are going to come at you, the things that need to happen, I really, if you get anything from today's episode, it's that I want you to start to learn to just be in the present moment. Psilocybin does that for me, where I'm just here. I'm not worried about like, oh my God, I'm not sitting here recording this podcast thinking, fuck, I have four more podcasts to do this week. I haven't sent out those emails. I have a whole fucking list, you guys, because I started my podcast at the worst possible time in my life. I told you bitches I'd be back and I wasn't going to lie to you. Okay. Honestly, I'm human. I felt a little guilty for taking a break in the summer. It's what I needed. I'm not apologizing by any means, but I knew that I really wanted to show up because that means something to me. You mean something to me. It means a lot that you show up. It means a lot that you support me. It means a lot that you listen. And bitch, I saw a lot of you sharing the shit. So that means a lot too. I am so grateful. This podcast is not going to grow anywhere without you. That's the truth. So if you're a hater listening, you could be like, fuck yeah, bitch, you're going to fail because I'm not going to share your shit. And I'm going to say, all right, I get it. Thank you. But then some other bitch is listening like, oh my God, someone has to hear her. I get this. I want you to be in that present moment. I had a shitty week. I showed the fuck up anyway. Okay. Not 100%. I didn't write the emails I promised. I've only made 4 TikToks. Okay. 4 TikToks. I'm supposed to be doing those 7 days a week. All right. So I can beat myself up for all the shit. Like, I'm not doing the marketing emails. I haven't been, you know, doing product emails. I talked about my weight loss product a lot last week. Didn't send out one single email with a link. I could beat myself up all day long and be like, oh, you're already behind. What's the point? Or I could say, you know what? I'm going to do as much as I can to move the needle, to be a better person and give myself the grace of like, fuck, I had a shit week. It's okay. I wasn't okay for a minute. I wasn't okay. And I'm getting back on track. Am I 100%? Of course not. I'm a little in the weeds, but I'm going to be in the moment. I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, I have so much shit to do, carrying the weight of the world, you know, dreading the time. This is something that, you know, I pray that my husband will grow through this. And it's something that's in my intentions when it comes to what I talk to God about with him, because I, a lot of times I give us to God. I'm like, I give this to you. Like, I need help with us, you know, it's the two of us. We don't have a huge support system. We don't have, you know, families that are like, oh my God, how can we help you keep your marriage on track? They're not nosy rosy like me. And I guarantee, like, my daughter's been dating the same kid for a long time. And if they had problems, I will be fucking in front of their face. Like, how are we going to work this out? Is it something that's worth working out? I would give a shit. And by God, if they got married, I'd be all over that, because I know how fucking hard it is. I know how hard it is. It's hard. It's hard. We don't have that same support, you know? And so any help I get in my marriage is definitely because I'm like, God, please help my marriage today. Please help me be a better wife. Please help him be aware of what it takes to be a better husband. Please help us be aware of each other and our present needs, current needs, all of that. And I know the things that we're going through right now, it's going to elevate our relationship. My husband is going to have more space to be able to love me in a way that he didn't know he could, because he couldn't get past not being able to love himself. He is coming into the self-love game, kicking and screaming, but he's coming through, you guys. I'm super fucking excited. But he does this thing, and it's my intention when I pray for him, he does this thing of like, he dreads work. He hates his job. And so he dreads going there. So it's like the clock ticks and he's always thinking about it, right? I want him to learn to release. Like, not everything is about the job. He's there for 40 hours. Okay. Let's leave the job. Oh, 40. I think it's 48 hours a week. There's a lot of other hours in the day. Okay. I pray for the intention that he can learn to be in that present moment and not be so worried about what's coming next. So I've taken the initiative because he's got a lot on his plate and he does a lot for our family. What are some ways I can support him? Well, I can make sure I set out his microdose every morning and not leave it, you know, on him to remember. Because first of all, ladies, if you have a husband, leaving anything for him to remember. Okay. I know I'm not alone in that. I'm not alone in that. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. There's always something that's being left behind. And I think microdosing and helping him get on a strict regimen of doing it, getting him on my schedule, means I'm going to take that extra responsibility to set it up for him. So I literally have it laid out on the counter right by his water bottle where he can, you know, grab and go and do the things. I've even got him on a schedule that I think is going to best benefit his response and reactions to the product. Like, he's getting some serious one-on-one coaching this week, you guys. It's the first week that I'm really being serious about this. And he's done it. Like, he'll walk through and, you know, he'll bite a little piece of mushroom cap and whatever, but he's never been serious about the intention of really making life a life shift, like where he is absolutely loving himself, loving his body, loving who he is. And you, that's a hard thing to watch as a spouse. And it's probably going to be the hardest thing he has to go through, is that he doesn't see in himself the person that I see in him. And I get it. He's not ever had, there's been conditions on the love that he's had in his life. My love came unconditional. Like, whatever, we're here, we're going through it. There aren't conditions. And I've been here through everything with him. Everything. Because I see that beautiful side of him. And I see every time I grow, I don't drag him along. I don't force him through it. It is literally just like, hey, babe, you know, a great communication of like, this is where I'm going to go. I want you to come with me. And like, every time I turn around, this man has grown and changed and he doesn't even realize it. Like, he just doesn't realize it because he's still so just stuck in what our brains do. He's stuck in that single communication of like, I am this, I am not this, I can't do this, I can't do that. He's very hard on himself. And then he takes the way other people have treated him and he takes that personal. Like, there must be something wrong with him. Like, he doesn't understand. He made, you know, mistakes or did whatever. And he just holds himself to this incredible, he just holds himself to a fire that is, it's not fair. So I'm very excited for this journey. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I do pray for the intention of him being able to see who I've known he always is and who he is with us, but refuses to see it because not all the places in his life match that energy, right? Like he has a lot of letting go to do. And that's hard to do when you have held on to your trauma response, when you've held on to your pain, when you've held on to your anger, when you've held on to it for 40 fucking years, it's not easy to let go. It's not. In fact, it's, bitch, I'm geared for battle. I literally, like, my intentional scripture reading, all of it is just keeping me like knowing, God, we're going for the fight today. Here's, I need help with this. Let me know what, you know, press upon me today who I can be to help him through this, you know, and constantly communicating like what I could do to help him. That's our job. We fucking support people. He has been there for me through everything. When I can't see who I am, I see in his face, he gets so pissed. So it's okay for him, right? To be able, like, I can't see my potential. He can. It's frustrating. We've kind of reversed roles where I've always seen it and he refuses to see it. He refuses to see how much magic he has, but he could see it in me and he doesn't realize that we're a reflection of each other. Someday he will. It's going to hit him. It's going to hit him hard and it's going to be beautiful. But I've got him on the microdose chain. He has that depression. He's just been fighting himself for so long. And I think there's this crazy stigma around depression. Like people think you can't be happily married. People think you can't be loving your kids. You can't be. Depression is a personal fucking journey. It is you fighting your demons. That's it. It doesn't have anything to do with the people around you. It is us being stuck, worried about the past because we couldn't change it. Us being stuck because we're worried about the mistakes we made because we hate where we are. And instead, like, microdosing lifts that veil. It lifts the veil and it reminds you, I want you guys to learn to be in this present moment. Stop getting stuck on where you were, what you should have done, because that doesn't help anyone. It doesn't. And especially if you've just lost someone in death and you try to replay a scenario, like, you know, no matter what the situation was, if it was an accident, if it was intentional, if it was something, you're going to say, man, what if I would have taken them to one more, you know, to another chemo treatment? What if I would have, you know, not gone out with him to that party that night? What if I would have, you know, told him to get help and get some therapy and whatever? Like, we beat ourselves up with that. Like, what if, what if, what if? And when we start doing that with ourselves, like, it's easy for him to say, like, what if I had a different, you know, upbringing? What if I had, you know, a different mentor to guide me? His mentors weren't the ones that were going to help him live his best potential. And he has to reshape that because who he is who he's always been and who he will always claim to be because he's stuck in the ego, you know? Psilocybin, it detaches you. It detaches you. And then all of a sudden you're kind of like, oh shit, I'm not really that person. I am this great, incredible person. And it's okay to own that, even if there are people that have been hurt in our past. I have hurt so many people. I have 100%, myself being the worst of it. There's nothing I can do. In any given situation, I've gone back to apologize. I just did that with my sister. We've been estranged for like 10 years. If you read my book, you don't even hear about her. I respected the fact we were estranged. I fucked up in that situation. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed at where I took it. I'm embarrassed about how far I took it, and I own it. I owned it. I asked several times in our relationship for a chance to apologize. Okay. I never got it. And I understood that. I expected the rest of our lives, I would never be talking to her. Never. And I came to terms with that. I wasn't going to shine my light any less. I wasn't going to be any less. In fact, it made me be more of who I was to understand, look, it is what it is. You're not obligated to have these people in your life. and you take all this responsibility for people's choices. You don't get to do that. You don't get to carry the weight and the burden of what other people choose to do. You have to protect you. And you have to protect you because it's what you believe in. So you follow your truth. And there's a situation in my husband's life where he didn't follow his truth. He did what everybody else said he should do. And I swear to God, it's like a fucking ship anchor. You could see the energy. That's how heavy the energy is around him sometimes. It's a fucking ship anchor. And it's making him miserable. It makes him miserable. He puts himself through the ringer. It's hard to watch people like that, you guys. And this is the thing. What I know to be true is that I can't save him. No matter how much we love people, we can't save them. I can only be who I am and take pride in the fact that, yes, he's happily married. Yes, he's a great dad and he's happy with the kids and he's still depressed at the same time. Both things can be true. Both things can be true. And he's had experience with, you know, antidepressants and they made shit worse. They made him numb. He was numb and he hates that feeling. He likes to feel natural. He doesn't like, I don't know how to explain it. Cause he hates pain pills too. He hates what that did to him. He has, it's called AS. I believe it's like a debilitating back disease. Like it's a fucking immune disease that calcifies your spine. Very painful thing. And he's constantly in pain, which does not help who he is when he is a depressed, angry bear that is constantly hurting. But, you know, he's kind of torn lately. He's torn between he hates what he's done. He hasn't taken care of his body. He hasn't made the choices that, you know, would make him feel good naturally. He hasn't done that. So he hates himself. And then he beats himself up again. And he's in that cycle of just self-destruction. But I see the light. He's ready, you know, to feel good about things. And I think I'm definitely going to keep you guys posted on the psilocybin because I'm staying on top of it. Because it's important to me. I can't save him and I can't force these things down his throat, but I could be a support system and set up some structure and some security. Because when we're changing in our life, that's the scariest part, right? It's like we have to let go of everything. But when you're learning how to swim, you have an instructor that's right there with a fucking life raft. What are those little fucking things called? I don't know. They're going to jump in and save you. And that's what I'm going to be for my husband. And that's me showing up with the psilocybin and helping him just stay committed and focused on what it is to feel good for him. Tomorrow's episode, I definitely want to talk about a 6-month plan for how to change your life. It was my plan for tonight, but then I went on a longer tangent about microdosing than I expected because I am passionate about it. And I do want to educate and encourage people to do their own research. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. I share everything in real time with you guys. I'm not the same person I was Friday. And I can guarantee you that I don't think I would have transitioned this fast had I not had that support. If I didn't have the microdosing. I've had some serious anxiety and panic attacks. There's this thing happens. I don't know if it happens to everyone, but I'll just say it happened to me. On top of losing a lot of people and my husband having this big revelation of like, we have to make a change. And it was like a lot of things really heavy, really hard, really fast came down on me. So my anxiety like came back with a vengeance. I'm at work on Saturday night. I'm bartending. I do that 3 nights a week to escape the chaos. Cause I need time away too. Right. I do. It's fine. It's healthy. It's a mom thing. And all of a sudden, like my anxiety demons came full force and I was like climbing the walls. I can't even explain to you. I couldn't wait for Sunday to microdose. Cause I, you know, Saturday was an off day and it's crazy when you experience, you know, something serious like death and fear and change, big change, bitch. I'm not talking like little change, like, oh, instead of running 5 miles today, I'm going to start doing six. I'm not talking about that kind of change. I'm talking about life altering, all of a sudden our lives are upside down kind of change. Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's like one day you
have electricity and then you're going to choose to live off the grid. That's what my life feels like right now. Okay. Like, we had electricity, now we're going off the grid and we're all like, what the fuck? But that's not the situation. Okay. We have electricity. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. But yeah. So that fear, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you hear people dying and then knowing how they all died and then hearing about other people dying. Like, I swear this week, every time I opened my messages or I open Facebook, I'm like, oh my God, someone else died. And a lot of them were acquaintances. Okay. Only two deaths this week were very personal to me. But a lot of these other ones are just, you know, it's acquaintances, and it doesn't make it not hurt, but our brain still wants to make sense of shit. Okay. And for me, that heightens my anxiety when I go to try to make sense of shit, because that's a fatal, fatal flaw. Okay. That is one of my red flags, is that I try to make sense of shit. No, bitch, you can't make sense of it. You can't, because nothing makes sense. It doesn't make sense that, you know, one of the mentors I followed for a really long time, I met her at a network marketing event. In fact, I was wearing a wig, and I should post a picture of her, because this is that she sent me. I'm talking like 6 years ago. Okay. I was wearing a wig to an event, and she was like, oh my God, I love that hair color. I'm doing that to my hair. And literally a week later, she sent me a message, and she did that to her natural hair. So it was pretty cool. She was just an incredible spirit. She powerful, confident, just fucking business skills out the ass. She was very focused, laser focused. I'm sure a lot of you guys listening know who she is. Jessie Lee Ward. So that was my news, I think, on Saturday. And while I'm already in the middle of anxiety, okay, I'm having a panic attack, full-blown panic attack. Like, my brain just like like went crazy on me. Because already I'm thinking, oh my God, these people died. This person died. This happened to this person. I can't do this anymore. One of my friends died in a motorcycle accident, and I'm thinking, I can't ride my motorcycle anymore. Like, I'm telling you, I had a breakdown of anxiety, of just like, we have to sell our bikes, we have to do the things. Like, I was so fucked up. I was so fucked up. And I was like, my husband's making these changes, he's going to leave me. Like, I was spiraling out of control. And it's funny, because I wake up the next day, I'm like, God, why were you freaking out? It's so funny. It's funny what our brains do. But I try to make sense of the things, and it heightens everything. And so I'm trying to make sense of, like, literally the whole world watched a video on the 5th or 6th of September where Jessie Lee's talking about she just got word back from her cancer doctor. I forgot what you call that guy, talking about everything shrank. And everything's looking up. It wasn't gone completely, but it was going in the direction they wanted. Everything was going back to the normal size. It was beautiful. She was excited. I mean, people were crying. It was, yeah. So how is she dead? Like, you know, 7 days later, 8 days later, it doesn't make sense. Right. And I know there's behind the scenes stuff, like, you know, she had kidney stones, and she shared her whole journey. She didn't leave anything off the table. Like, she shared the whole experience. So I know some people are talking about it, you know, it wasn't the cancer, it was kidney stones. And, you know, we try to hold on to the story that makes the most sense. Like, she, you know, the kidney stone, she probably got an infection, and your body can't fight an infection when you're already fighting cancer. And it's a crazy thing. Well, we try to make sense of shit. That had me spiraling out. So then, you know, the whole time I'm just like, man, you know, I love that she was doing the cancer all natural, and I love that, you know, she didn't poison her body and she was succeeding and growing. And then my heart breaks at the fact that maybe her legacy is going to be tainted because she died, but it wasn't from the cancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. So then I was like, it just, my brain spiraled, you guys. I just went out of control. We try to make sense of shit. It's a trauma response. It's okay, because we can't relate. We can't understand. We just try to make sense so that it makes sense. But most of the time when people die, it doesn't make sense. When I was with my husband, when we said goodbye to his grandma and his grandpa Lemons, that made sense. Okay. You know, they're 90 plus years old, had a great life, had a great family. I thank God for Grandma and Grandpa Lemons, because that's how, you know, part of the story of my guy being here. That made sense. When we bury our great, great grandparents, our great grandparents, that makes sense, you guys. Okay. When I've got moms burying kids and, you know, 30 year olds dying. And I mean, it just, it's so crazy to me. It's so crazy to me. And I could go on a whole tangent. I feel like I need to start a separate podcast. I really do. Cause I have a lot of ranting that I want to do, and I feel the tangent teasing me, right? Like I feel like I want to go on this whole tangent of everything that doesn't make sense in our entire world right now. The spiritual battle that we are going through, that is literally like common sense versus no soul. Like that's the battle we're in right now. It is like blatant evil, blatant murder, blatant ridiculousness. I mean, pure ridiculousness. It drives me nuts. I feel like I need a whole separate podcast. So go ahead and blow up my head a little bit. If you guys know that I need to do like a little, not political rant. Okay. It's a common sense rant. It's a fucking, I'm a free critical thinker. And that makes me a conspiracy theorist. It is a seeker of truth. So if you guys are into that, then maybe I'll just spark it up, because I have a little free time on my hands these days.
No, I don't,
bitch. I don't have fucking free time. Okay. I've got 4 kids at home, 2 girls in college, and part-time job, a husband, 2 dogs, 3 cats, 2 goldfish, 2 bunnies, 2 hermit crabs. And I'm probably forgetting someone. So I don't have fucking time, but I still want to do it. Okay. It's got to happen. Maybe not now, but it's coming. So anyway, that's the rant for Listen Bitch podcast. Okay. Thanks for staying with me on zero sleep. I get that I'm a little squirrely, and I love you for understanding, because that's who I am. Welcome to the Brandon Lynette Show. Make sure you are subscribed, follow me on all the socials, and I will share. Nope, I don't have it here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and share my weight loss link one more time. And then tomorrow we're talking about a different product that I am obsessed with, that I think everybody should be taking. Another product. It's a product I definitely have my husband taking too. And I could tell, like his skin is brighter, vibrant. He's looking younger. He's already hot as fuck. So I'm creating a monster. I'm creating a monster, getting him in this self-love relationship and getting his skin good and just all the things. Like, he's yummy. So it's going to be fun. You guys stay tuned. Maybe I'll post an updated picture of him soon. Give you all a little thirst trap for the Benjamin Lemons show. But all right. I love you, bitches. We're going to have a great week. Your only job is to, first of all, have a great time. Be in the moment. Calibrate, make sure you're tuning to the right fucking station. Okay. You get to choose. Get to choose who you're going to be today. You get to choose how you're going to respond. You get to choose your feelings. You get to choose all of it. Your reaction, your perspective. Be in the moment. When you're at work, be at work. When you leave work, fucking leave that bitch there. Work does not get your attention until you're punching back in on the clock. Okay. Okay. Set your boundaries, protect your boundaries. And tomorrow we're going to talk about, I'm really going to share our 6-month plan for changing our life. Really. I'm going to share it with you bitches. And, you can either watch us, epically fail and backtrack and start over, which I've done my entire fucking life, bitch. I will start over. Okay. No matter what, I will keep going. So you'll just get to see that maybe it's not easy. Maybe it is. We have gone back and forth a lot with trying to bring change into our home. And I just feel this incredible power. Like God's hand is on my house. His hand is on my house. And he's like, baby, it's been rough. It's been rough for a minute, but I've got you. I've got you. You guys are on track. It's okay. I just suddenly just have this safe, secure feeling of like things are shifting and it's going to be beautiful. I just want my husband to be free of his demons. That's it. I feel like that shift there pushes me more into the Brandon that gets to be just be. I don't have to fight so fucking hard, because I will have a king taking his throne and fucking owning shit. That's it. Get those demons. We're coming. We're coming. All right, bitches. I'll talk to you later.